I give you part two of my top 10 wide receivers for 2023 redraft. Number one was Ja'Marr Chase. Number two was Justin Jefferson. Number three was Cooper Kupp. Who's number four? I'll give you four, five, and number six in this video. Part three will follow after that. My number four wide receiver in 2023 redraft is...
This is the Fantasy Football Show with your host, Smitty.
Ja'Marr Chase, J.J. Cooper Kupp. Number four is...
Devontae Adams.
We are making assumptions that the Las Vegas Raiders get Aaron Rodgers. And if we take a look at the free agent quarterback board, we have a lot of quarterbacks on the move. We've got maybe Lamar Jackson. Maybe they don't trade him. Maybe they don't franchise tag and trade him in Baltimore. But I have a feeling he wants out. I have a feeling he might force a trade. I think Miami would be the best spot for him. The Raiders will take a look at Lamar if they can't get a hold of Aaron Rodgers. But right now, the vibe is that Aaron Rodgers is probably going to be a Las Vegas Raider. I truly believe that at this point in time. Now, if, let's say, Lamar is not going to be traded by the Baltimore Ravens, if Aaron Rodgers lands in New York, that's another option for him. They brought in Nathaniel Hackett to try and lure in Aaron Rodgers. If, let's say, Rodgers goes to New York, Lamar either goes to Miami or isn't traded, what do the Raiders do? Who do the Raiders bring in? Mike White, Jimmy G? That will change a lot. Tyler Huntley? There won't be many options left. Baker, Minshew, Brissett. Adams goes from top three or four wide receiver to maybe like 7 to 10. He's still going to be a top 10 guy, but could Adams float toward the bottom of the 6 to 10 range for wide receivers if he doesn't get Aaron Rodgers, Lamar? He won't have Derek Carr. Derek Carr will be gone. Derek Carr might be released or traded by the time this video releases. Jimmy G? No, thank you. Mike White? Maybe, but I mean, it needs to be Aaron Rodgers. I do believe it will be Aaron Rodgers. My video is going to assume it will be Aaron Rodgers. So under the assumption that Aaron Rodgers is a Las Vegas Raider, reunited with Devontae Adams, I think 100 to 110 catches, 1,400 to 1,500 yards, and another 14 or 15 scores seems in order for Devontae Adams. And Adams did pull in 100 for 15, 16, and 14 TDs in 2022 under the command of Derek Carr. Under the command of Derek Carr, he pulled in 1,500 yards and 14 TDs on 100 receptions. Aaron Rodgers in Las Vegas will most certainly give you that kind of result. This will be a top 3, 4, or 5 wide receiver in fantasy football with Aaron Rodgers under center in Las Vegas. No doubt about it. If A-Rod does not end up a Raider, we will revisit. But for right now, Devontae Adams, pal, at number 4 overall for 2023 redraft wide receivers, you are Smitty approved.
You've just been Smitty approved.
Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams. Who is number 5? Number 5 on my top 10 wide receivers for 2023 redraft is none other than Tyreek Hill. It's easy to say, oh, we don't know who the quarterback's going to be. And that's part of why we do what we do. We're here for a reason. This show exists for a reason. We're a prediction show. We're a news show. This is a fantasy football environment that is 365, 12 months out of the year. Not August, we'll see what happens. Or once we know where a quarterback's landing or who's getting who, we could say all those things and be lazy about it. But we have to be predictive. That means that if we're predicting things this far in advance, we're in February, we're predicting top 5, top 10 wide receivers, and we're predicting quarterback landing spots, we may have to readjust, adapt, and come back and fine-tune our rankings. That's not crazy. What's crazy is sitting on our hands and saying, I'm not going to rank until I know what's going on, Smitty. Not me. That's not how I operate. This is not that show, pal. This is not that show. Tyreek is that guy, pal. Tyreek Hill turns 29 in March. Happy birthday, Tyreek. So there are some concerns about longevity, right? But we're not worried about longevity in these rankings. These are 2023 wide receiver top 10 rankings for redraft. These are not dynasty rankings. In dynasty rankings, we'd be ranking him more conservatively. And as I said last offseason, I didn't think it would be 2022, and it wasn't, where he could drop off, start having those nagging hamstring injuries that oftentimes trigger early on speedy wide receivers who accelerate like no other wide receivers in the NFL. Wide receivers with that quick twitch, think Deshaun Jackson, they end up having a lot of hamstring injuries early. early on. And I said last offseason, it wouldn't be 2022, but we need to start worrying about maybe 2023, 2024. Well, it's 2023, and I'm here to tell you, I'm not worried about 2023. We're going to take it 1 year at a time with Tyreek Hill. He's a very unique player with a very unique skill set and speed, and we do need to take it 1 year at a time. In 2023, I'm not worried because the guy just dropped massive loads all over the field. Look what he did in 2022. 119 receptions, 1710 under the command of Tua. 1710. That was his yardage total. 7 100-yard games, 7 TDs. Imagine if he got more scores. Now, I think that Miami Mike is smarter than walking into 2023 with the same quarterback situation that I believe is 100% going to lead to Tua out of a game again with a concussion and potentially never playing again. If anybody thinks Tua Tagovailoa is going to come out of 2023 without concussions or a career-ending concussion, well, then I've got one of these cone helmets to sell you, because these things protect everybody. Say goodbye to concussions. We wear these bad boys. We're never having injuries ever again. What a joke. Concussions were worse than ever. I blame these conehead helmets, partially. I'm not happy about having to predict this. I'm not happy about saying this. I'm not happy about any of it. I think Tua is running a risk, a long-term risk to his health to even go out there. Concussions occur more frequently the more you have them. And you've got a report out there, this ridiculous report that says Dolphins GM Chris Greer said he's learned through discussions with doctors. Which doctors? And the NFLPA. Yeah, I'd like to hear the NFLPA confirm this. That QB Tua Tagovailoa is no more prone to concussions than any other player in the NFL. Are we kidding ourselves here? Tua was in the concussion protocol for over a month. He just got out of it. He was in the protocol for over 1 month. Are we out of our minds?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Don't think Miami Mike, who just went into 2022 and made a playoff appearance with his third string quarterback, I don't think Miami Mike wants to put himself in that position again. Then we got a new report that says Tua will be 100% heading into football activities, and then people saying, oh, the Dolphins believe in him. The Dolphins are moving forward with Tua. We don't know that. We know that people are suggesting and predicting very recklessly that Tua will be 100%, and Tua is not more susceptible to concussions than the average bear. Not true, not true, not true, not true. How do I know that? You are more susceptible to concussions every concussion you have. Some people can have a concussion, never have a concussion again. Some players can have concussions all the time, like Brandon Cooks, and then later in their career, they never have concussions again. It's not an exact science. It's not 100%, but we do know on average, if you're suffering concussion after concussion after concussion, you probably fall into the bucket of players that is more likely to get concussions and more frequently go forward once you start having them regularly. Tua's having them regularly. Granted, it's during a season where maybe his brain and his body just didn't heal enough and a whole offseason will put him back right. Possible. But no one knows that. And concussion protocols to see if you're currently in a concussive state have no bearing on whether you're going to be susceptible to getting a concussion when you get hit again on the field. And the fact that Tua was getting multiple concussions with his head hitting the ground tells me he's way more susceptible than the average quarterback. In fact, you can quote me wherever you want on this. I believe Tua is probably the most likely player in the entire National Football League to suffer a concussion. And for his own safety, he shouldn't be playing. My whole point here is I believe that Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson will be on Miami Mike McDaniel's target list to be his quarterback in 2023. And if that happens, the sky is the limit for Tyreek Hill. The sky is the limit for Jalen Waddle. The sky is the limit for Miami Mike and this Miami Dolphins team. And we've got a special guest here, Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, ha ha ha. Get some. We need a Joe Burrow, ha 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 shirt. Incoming. Tua Tagovailoa is not that guy anymore, and I hate to say it because it's not his fault. And we'll never know if the Dolphins, Miami Mike, the NFL put him in this position. We'll never know because concussions are a mystery, even to the experts that dedicate their life toward concussions and figuring them out and trying to prevent them. So we'll never know, but I do believe that Miami Mike is so smart. I believe he will have a plan of attack, and unfortunately for Tua, he'll probably say, look, Derek Carr's coming in. Hey, look, Lamar Jackson's coming in. If he can get Lamar, he'll trade aggressively for Lamar, and the Ravens may not want to trade him, but Lamar might force the issue. Lamar might force them to franchise tag and trade him. 3 years in a row, there's been disappointment in Baltimore. I believe both parties are kind of unsatisfied. I believe Lamar wants to go somewhere with some weapons, some wide receivers. This Baltimore Ravens club took away his only wide receiver he finally developed rapport with in Hollywood Brown. They trade him away, and Lamar's biggest gripe is, I'm a pocket passer. I'm a pocket passer. I'm not a running quarterback. I can run, but I'm a pocket passer. But he can't be a pocket passer without wide receivers. And we know that he's not a better pocket passer than he is a running quarterback. He's an elite running quarterback who can be a really good passer. And some total, that's an amazing fantasy football quarterback. But in Miami, anyone can be a top five quarterback. In Miami, that's where stars are born. In Miami's where dreams come true. And Lamar Jackson could have his rushing cut in half. He'll throw so much more in Miami. He'll be a top five quarterback. However, I do want to add that if he stays in Baltimore, what I predicted last year, Lamar would bust in 2022. I said Lamar would bust in 2022, and he absolutely did. He's busted 3 years in a row. So I want to make it abundantly clear that Lamar in Las Vegas, I love it because he gets an elite wide receiver in Davante Adams. Lamar in Miami, I love it because I love it even more because he gets an elite offense, an elite head coach, an aggressive head coach, a scheme that's amazing, and two wide receivers in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, arguably the best wide receiver crew in the National Football League, the fastest wide receiver crew in the National Football League. It's night and day. So make no mistake about it. I don't want to hear Smitty, but you told me Lamar was going to bust last year. I did, and I was right. And if he stays in Baltimore, he's set up for disappointment yet again. Why? Because they run the heck out of him. They run him until the wheels fall off. In Miami, he would run, but not as much. He would be saved a little more, and he's got the offense to support him. The wide receivers. There's a big difference between Lamar Jackson, who I predict to bust again in Baltimore if he stays and inks a big contract, and going to Miami or even Las Vegas. Understand the difference and understand what I'm saying. Lamar in Miami, top five quarterback. Derek Carr in Miami is a top 6 to 10 quarterback. You might be sitting there going,
Smitty, no. No.
Smitty, you can't fool me. I saw Derek Carr in Las Vegas, formerly Oakland. This guy's not it, Smitty. He's not that dude. Derek Carr, dare I say, is better than Tua. Meaning if Tua can look like a top 5 to 10 quarterback, Derek Carr can as well. Derek Carr fed Davante Adams over 1,500 yards, 14 touchdowns, and over 100 receptions. If Derek Carr ends up a Miami Dolphin, Tyreek Hill is absolutely fine. Jalen Waddle, absolutely fine. Derek Carr will throw enough and look good enough to keep those guys, Tyreek and Waddle, inside the top 5 to 10. Waddle might be more around 10, 11, 12. 9, 10, 11, 12. Tyreek Hill, 4, 5, 6. With Derek Carr. With Aaron Rodgers. With Lamar Jackson. Maybe even better. Tyreek Hill has the capability of being 2 or 3. Or 1 with Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson. And if you say, Lamar can't throw to wide receiver, Smitty, he's never had a wide receiver. And dare I say, maybe he's taking Mark Andrews, who didn't do well last year, but he has played like a superstar before, as his best pass-catching option. Maybe Lamar is capable of taking the best, most talented wide receiver or pass catcher on his team and elevating their game to where other quarterbacks in the top 5 or 6 can elevate wide receivers' games. Dare I say, Davante Adams with Lamar, Tyreek Hill with Lamar, Jalen Waddle with Lamar, all these guys would be fine. Now, what if Tyreek Hill isn't given Derek Carr in a worst-case scenario, isn't given Lamar or A-Rod in a best-case scenario? What do we make of it then? The answer is adjust and adapt. I don't know. We'll have to circle back and see if we keep ranking him 4 or 5 or more like 7, 8, 9. We'll have to see. Tua is going to be sufficient enough, but how long will Tua be on the field? If Skylar Thompson or some other quarterback is commanding this team on a much lower level of talent, then I don't know what is in store for Tyreek Hill and Waddle, especially from a touchdown perspective. We saw Tyreek Hill this season pull in a whopping 1,710 yards, but only 7 touchdowns because of all the mess at quarterback for this team. So you got to think his touchdowns are limited if he doesn't have at least Tua all season long, which I believe he would not. So adjust and adapt. Understand that these are evolving with the quarterback free agency movement. For right now, Tyreek Hill, you are number 5 on my 2023 redraft wide receiver rankings. Good buddy, good pal.
You've just been Smitty approved.
Number 6 on my 2023 top 10 redraft wide receiver rankings is none other than Stephon Diggs.
Mashed potatoes!
Yeah, buddy!
I know I don't have any shockingly crazy top 6 wide receiver rankings yet, or top 10 wide receiver rankings yet, but let me tell you, part 3 of this series, so wide receiver 7, 8, 9, 10 will start, I think, scratching that itch for you. For breakouts and kind of crazy high-ranked wide receiver rankings that might make you uncomfortable. But for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we've got Chase, Jefferson, Kupp, Adams, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, and it's very fitting, very arguable. Number 7 might shock you, but let's talk about number 6, this guy, Stephon Diggs. Diggs pulled in 108 receptions, 14-29 and 11 TDs in 2022. And I think that this is par for the course in 2023. Could he have a couple more touchdowns? Could I see him with 12? Could I see him with about 1,400 even? Maybe 100 to 110 receptions? I don't know that I feel like he's going to have a 15 TD season, 1,800 yards. I feel like 1,400 to 1,500 yards, the 10 to 12, 10 to 14 TDs, the 100 to 115 receptions is right about where he's going to be year in and year out. You can't ask for a better quarterback situation. You can't ask for a better offense that passes the ball more than it wants to run the ball. Even if they draft a big name running back, they're still going to throw the ball a ton. He's very, very safe. He's a very safe top 5 to 6 wide receiver in fantasy football 2023. He's 29 years old. He just turned 29 in I believe November. So he'll play all of 2023 at the age of 29. He'll play the next season at the age of 30. And then we start worrying in dynasty in his 31 age year. But that's 2 years of elite football still left for Diggs. That's a long time. Even in dynasty, he'd rank really high because 2 years is a long time. Could he be overtaken here at the 6th spot by a couple of the guys ranked at 7, 8, 9, 10? Absolutely. And I was toying around with putting one of my breakout wide receivers at the 6th spot and moving Diggs down, but I just couldn't do it. Not right now. Not with the security of his stat lines year over year. Not with the security of having Josh Allen throwing him the football. These are the smartest top 6 wide receivers in 2023. We could get cute, we could get creative, we could try and be ahead of the curve and say, oh, we're going to predict all these bold things, but look at this list. Tell me this doesn't feel like one of the safest but most accurate and very smart, logical top 6 wide receiver rankings. Even if you want JJ 1 and Chase 2 or whatever, or Kupp 4 or 5 and Adams 3, these are the top 6 wide receivers heading into 2023 fantasy football redraft. Don't forget, part 3 is upcoming, where I drop 7, 8, 9, 10, and there's some shocking names in the top 10. I am live Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm live whenever news breaks, and I'm usually live every other night at midnight, so I'm live all the time. Don't forget to get on over to Underdog Fantasy promo code Smitty will get you up to $100 bonus match, dollar for dollar on your first deposit. Go get some extra skin in the game walking into the big game, Chiefs versus the Eagles. Use that promo code, get that $100 match bonus dollar for dollar if you're new, and drop some higher lows on some of the player statistics and contests, and jump into one of these drafts, the big game draft, where you can draft against me. And we do these at night, so get signed up now so you don't miss out. And get on over to thefantasyfootballshow.com for your year-round rankings, bold predictions, and one-on-one text advice. It's all at thefantasyfootballshow.com. There's my socials. Now get out of here.
Part 3 upcoming.
This is the Fantasy Football Show with your host, Smitty.